buckle up. The Three Wide Podcast is on the air. In-depth analysis between the three biggest divisions in NASCAR. The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. And now, the green flag flies from the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. Podcasting to the world. It's the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
Ladies and gentlemen, y'all know what time it is. The Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. All new episode. Eddie Greer III here in Manhattan, Kansas, recording on the last Saturday in July, July 30th, 2022. Another edition of the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Bubble edition, folks, where we talk truck series. We started the playoffs last night, the Xfinity Series, and of course the NASCAR Cup Series, three positions in all of motorsports. But this is going to focus solely on the Cup side doubleheader, folks, of the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. And again, apologies for my latest upload. I believe I uploaded the repeat of episode 304, whatever episode this is, on NASCAR Podcast EG3. So I will get that all fixed up when I get back here as I'm recording this on Saturday morning. Just got a busy morning getting things done before a busy day for me. So I won't be home until later on this afternoon, early evening, which means I probably will not be watching the road course race, the Xfinity anyways, later on this afternoon at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, which is the Indianapolis road course. I'll get to that in a second, but of course, I talked about the trucks starting last night. I'll touch on that in tomorrow's episode of the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3. Again, I'll get that all squared away on which episode that is. So I know it's in the 3-0s for sure there. So again, I apologize for uploading the same file there as well. All these episodes lately between my two podcasts have been getting crossed up. I've been coming a mixed bag, or there's all coming in bunches now since I've been uploading a lot of content, especially for my other podcast, which big news dropped on that. Not the podcast, but big news for Kansas State last night as well. So I'm coming fresh off of that as well. So we'll get that all straightened out. And this will go out tonight. And then, of course, you're going to get double dose of Three Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3. Then tomorrow before the exciting, unpredicted action continues in the Cup Series, you're going to get a brand new episode, which will feature a recap of both the trucks' playoff opener. Already, playoffs in late July, beginning for the Camping World Truck Series, and of course, what went down in the Xfinity Series in the Indianapolis Road Course later on today as well. So we're going to get all that, a jam-packed edition on to Sunday's edition. Looking forward to doing that tomorrow morning for you guys, and it'll be posted right off the bat a couple hours before green flag drops. Usually be an hour before a green flag drops at Indianapolis Road Course. Again, still two spots left in the Cup Series after what took place, the Fanatic conclusion of that race, which originally we thought Denny Hamlin would win that race. There, Joe Gibbs Racing was set 1-2, looked like there, and then news dropped literally around what, 6 or 7 o'clock Central Time, that they both failed post-race inspection, which, guess who won? The third place finisher, which turned out to be the man who, the hottest man in the Cup Series, Chase Elliott, another win. But of course, like he should, like in Chase Elliott fashion, saying, I ain't gonna celebrate this because we didn't naturally win this thing, so why would I celebrate it? Typical Chase Elliott. But hey, in NASCAR rulebook, your credit was the win, and that is more points in the playoff bucket for that 9-team, which continues its stellar summer, and of course the traditionally more playoff points for that 9-team. We'll take a look at the points momentarily. But really the focus is on this this watch that I've been rooting for. 16 winners. Obviously that did not happen, obviously. But big news around that bubble, and I'm going to get to it right now. Of course, you can find the 3Wide NASCAR podcast wherever you get your podcast, whether that's iTunes, Spotify, Odyssey. We're on Amazon, I believe, still as well. I haven't checked that of recent. But, yes, a lot of storylines before and after what happened. Pocono as well. And I'll probably see this again on tomorrow's episode. But prayers out to Kurt Busch. Took a hard hit in qualifying. He was part of that final 10 in qualifying last weekend, and he took a big hit. These cars taking vicious hits, as we have seen all year long, right from the bat of Daytona. We used to see some big hits. And Kurt Busch was not cleared to race this weekend either. And Ty Gibbs, who did a tremendous job in executing the plan at Pocono with a top 20 finish at Pocono, 16th to be exact, he will be racing tomorrow. Of course, he'll be doing double duty again. That he's coming off of a fantastic duel between him and Noah Gregson in the Xfinity Series last weekend as well. Probably one of the more entertaining battles in the Xfinity Series race all year long up until this point of the weekend of July 30th, 2022 as well. Again, more on that on tomorrow's podcast as well. We're going back-to-back once again on this edition of 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, Eddie Gritterthur here on a Saturday morning here. Before I continue on my busy Saturday here, checking in with you guys here on this edition of the podcast. Yes, Ryan Blaney. We talked about him last week saying that, I mean, there was a chance for him hawking down Chase Elliott for the regular season title. Then he had to put together some good runs. Well, he was not a factor, in my opinion here. And the most common thing of the weekend, turn three, Pocono. We had guys slipping and sliding there and hitting the wall. And kudos to Pocono safety crew for extending that front inside lane. This could have been a whole lot worse. We saw big hit in the Xfinity Series, Jeb Burton upside down. A lot of trucks, cars spun off of turn three. Had a lot of issues off of turn three as well. I'm looking down here at the list here, and I'm trying to find, Ryan Blaney. Yeah, he was the biggest loser in this coming out of the weekend into Indy Road Course weekend, which is tomorrow for the Cup Series. Ryan Blaney, right? He finished 33rd, a non-factor all race long in this thing, and he lost points to Martin Truex Jr., finished inside the top 10 and thanking his junior, Joe Gibbs Racing teammates for failing tech. He originally finished 9th, but due to the fail post-tech, he ended up finishing in the 7th spot right there. So Truex right there gained on Blaney. So, and good thing that I believe Jeff Burton said it on his recent podcast, the NASCAR NBC podcast, that, you know, I haven't even mentioned that yet, but we got to start paying attention to this, right? Because who knows? What if a winner, again, you can't dismiss it yet. I mean, there's 3 more chances. There's still 5 races left. I mean, you can't dismiss it, I'm telling you. I know AJ was cautioning me about it. Again, if you haven't checked that out, please download it, check that out with my guy AJ from the One Lug TV YouTube channel. Make sure you check that out as well. But yeah, we have to start paying attention to this. Truex, and hopefully, I'm trying to fast forward this into existence, but I'm really looking forward to tomorrow's race, despite the fact that JGR as a company has sucked ass on road course races. I mean, Truex, he finished, top 10 at COTA, but ever since then, even then, he struggled a little bit out there. But yeah, as a company, they suck. Now, in the past, with the old cars, Truex would be the top dog. And yes, I'm fanboying again, but that's my guy. And of course, Bubba Wallace, I'll touch on more on Bubba here in a little bit, and even more on tomorrow's edition of the podcast as well. Bubba's my number 2 guy. Truex, right, he gained. So, if you do the math here, live on the podcast here, I'm going to get straight into it. So, Blaney, he lost a lot of points. here. That is the wrong section I want to get into here. Let me do it. Okay, so right now, Ryan Blaney, 105 points away from the cut line. And you take that 83 from Truex going into this weekend, tomorrow's race, 22 points separate 15 and 16th. And remember, folks, now obviously, now I'm trying to find, maybe I'll just do it right here, right now, since obviously Almirola, Harvick, way back, and they're gonna need wins if they're gonna even upset the apple cart here. I'm gonna go ahead and say I don't see that happening tomorrow. Now you can laugh at me if it does, but I don't see that happening. Despite, you know, Harvick's recent good runs here, despite him getting caught up in the Denny Hamlin, Ross Chastain bout 15, if you will, there as well. Ryan Blaney, third in the overall standings right now. He could, is potentially these two could miss the playoffs. Talked about that. I did do a recording of Pocono Bubble. Unfortunately, that did not go up. Maybe I'll just slide that in there too for you guys as well, so you can go back and it might be posted back to back. I have to go and search for that as well. Truex fifth in the top five. Goodness gracious. So again, these guys, and I believe Truex scored his top 10 here. I'll get in that momentarily. But yeah, Truex, they're top five. Both of these cats, top five. And potential of them missing the playoffs. That is crazy to be of note right there as well. I mentioned Kevin Harvick. Harvick last week was running good. Harvick was started in the top 10. He was got up to, what, third or fourth. And then Denny Hamlin, Ross Chastain, 10.0 happened there. Denny Hamlin, Ross Chastain went up. Denny Hamlin, we all know it. Denny Hamlin crowded him a little bit. I didn't see no problem with it. Obviously, at that moment in time, with like less than 30 to go, no problem with that whatsoever. You're trying to get the win there. And you know Ross Chastain's driving style. You know he ain't going left, so he runs into the wall. And unfortunately, collects the four car, which a lot of people were pissed off about it in Harvick's defense. There, I saw that responses a lot on the Twitter page, on my Twitter feed, as you say. A lot of fans of Harvick fans not happy about it. And he had the frustrations there. Five races to go. We're going to have a couple of guys, big-time players, miss. So you got NASCAR Nation, you better enjoy this while it lasts, because obviously we're, 15 weeks away from the season ending, and big teams are going to have plenty of time in the offseason to work, tinkle a little bit with these cars now. Obviously, NASCAR laying down the law this year in... Oh, yeah, I haven't mentioned one other news that came in that affected a guy that was very excited to sneak in the top 20. Well, that's thrown in the garbage with his post-race penalty as well. That's a big hit for that race team. Getting that in a second. Harvick finished 27th. Again, he is the first one out. So remember that. And I do not see Harvick on a road course winning. Now, yes, he's had past success at Sonoma and Watkins Glen, winning there both times, but with this tricky, we just don't know what's going to happen with this car at Indy tomorrow. And yes, I do miss the traditional. Yes, I'm old school guy, whatnot, and it was awesome. And side note, folks, it was awesome. And I'll touch on this tomorrow, on tomorrow's episode, right? It was awesome to see IRP back, the truck series back. It took me back to Speed Channel, right? Those Speed Channel races where we had old classic sellout crowds, IRP, classic short track racing, beating, banging, things like that. Boy, we saw a lot of some nasty hits there last night there. Johan Nemechek there hooking a guy there as well. So I'll touch on that, but it was awesome to see that. Bring the Xfinity Series back to IRP as well. I ain't saying Cup. Put the Cup Series back on the traditional oval. Oval there, it just feels weird seeing. I mean, Roval, yes, we don't want to wear it out. I'm sorry. I might have said this before, but if not, I'm gonna say it right now. July 30th, Saturday, in the morning, as the sun's beginning to shine, right outside my recording area, right. Bring back the Brickyard 400. Bring back traditional. Yes, I mean, we have seen shitty crowds over the last several years. And maybe that, I mean, Roger Penske trying to spice things up. Oh my goodness. And by the way, yes, today, Indianapolis, baby, going down today as well. The IndyCars will be racing on the road course today, I believe, as well. So yeah, we're going to be breaking, big weekend for the podcast coming up. So you're going to have that. So you're going to have a jam-packed edition of the podcast this weekend. So definitely make sure you get your daily dose. And if you're not subscribed to the 3 on NASCAR Podcast with EG3, you might want to do that right now. So yeah, I'm sorry. I'm ADD. I'm Clint Borey-ish. I just thought about that. So yes, yeah, a Indianapolis Indy / NASCAR doubleheader. I believe IndyCar is kicking off today first. And then, of course, the Xfinity Series will follow, which AJ Allmendinger sitting on the pole. Now, I'm not even going to go over the star lineup because it's going to be a moot point when this podcast comes out later on this afternoon. So I'm not going to mention that until tomorrow's episode, the results of that. But I do know AJ Allmendinger sitting on the pole for the Xfinity Series race at Indianapolis.
You're listening to the 3 Wide Podcast with EG3.
We're back on the 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. And another note here before I go into the second half and finish this up here real quick. The playoff watch continues in the Cup Series tomorrow. Indianapolis Road Course for the Cup Series. They'll tackle that as well. They'll have practice here in qualifying today as well to set that field. And we'll have the starting lineup of that tomorrow. So a lot of exciting things here. And again, I've been mentioning future endeavors for this podcast moving forward. I've yet to set that in stone, obviously, due to my other podcast. I mentioned the K-State podcast in the first half. I'm debating whether either to ride this out, obviously with the playoffs around the corner, ride this out for the rest of the year, or go to every 2 weeks of the podcast. So that's why if you've been wondering, you know, what's Eddie going to do, I still have no idea yet. But we're going to play the rest of the regular season out, so it'll be every week right up through Daytona, this regular season finale, which is going to be dramatic for sure. So I'll be back, obviously, with that. But I know it's going to be playoffs and everything else with that. But you might be seeing this podcast go to every 2 weeks. So, yes, I know. I know. But, yeah, that's probably might be the plan moving forward. It's not made official yet. But I know the playoffs, you want every week reaction. But I might still do that. But with the growing audience of the K-State podcast that I'm a part of, we'll just have to see, because it's going to get busy, which is my favorite time of the year, fall. You got football around the corner, college, and the NFL, which NFL began training camp this week. NASCAR entering its final stretch here, coming up here. So it's a lot happening. Lots happening here. And so with the spot and the podcast, but for the exception of Kansas Week. Yeah, so you're going to get back-to-back episodes with that for sure. That's not going anywhere for sure. So I'm hoping to do a little something different with that. But maybe bring on a guest or two there on that front there as well. But for sure, I will let you guys know the finalization of the fall schedule for this podcast moving forward. Yes, so we touched on the top two guys already. Just running down here real quick. Obviously, I've been bouncing around because, speaking of which, Michael McDowell, right, had a top 10 finish, solid, sixth place finish for that team. Another top 10 for that team. I'm going to go ahead and open up another tab here. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do that now. Another top 10 run, but on the heels of that, this is one of the guys, still though, we're all not out of the woods yet, because, right, you have to deal with Michael McDowell tomorrow, I believe. Given the circumstances of the fact that you lost your crew chief and you lost points, you lost 100 points, a.k.a. Brad Keselowski early in the year, and there's a post-race infraction on the 34. So you take a big hit, and you lose Blake Harris, which I really love Blake Harris. That's unfortunate. Very unfortunate for this team. don't know how that's going to affect them. That's really going to affect them. But obviously, Michael McDowell, you got two more shots at it tomorrow. And I believe he's going to be a threat at Daytona for sure. I believe, fortunately for him, he's going to get Blake Harris back at Daytona. But that's going to be a huge loss because Blake McDowell, he finished, what, I believe top five at last time around road courses. He finished top five at Sonoma the last time we were on road courses. But that's a huge hit for that 34 team. And that dropped him. Let's see if we find him. Oh, yeah, he was, what, 21st in points? 26 originally now. Not that it matters anyway now, but he does have eight top you can't take away his top 10, though. One top five, eight top tens for the 2021 Daytona 500 champ. So that's a big hit for that race team there. But he's still in top 30 points, so you can't rule him out tomorrow for that. So, well, that's unfortunate for that race team there. So they're going to have to battle back. We'll see how they respond. Bubba Wallace, another top 10. I believe this is the third top 10 in a row. Fresh off that awesome third place finish from New Hampshire, Bubba Wallace turned around, has speed in the race car, finished eighth in this. Can he solve his road course racing woes? That's yet to be seen. But, I mean, he was trying to stay out of people's way at Sonoma, and he was doing okay. And then his engine went to pieces there. He hopes to continue that momentum that he's built. And not to fast forward a little bit, but I know Michigan's out there still. Daytona looming out there as well. And who knows, man. And I'll probably throw in a little bit of a, obviously, these racetracks coming up here. Richmond's still out there. The road courses has been Achilles heel for this 23 team. Now, obviously, can he get another top 10? I don't know. But I won't rule a top 20 out of the occasion for this race team. But this team, this 23-11 team, now with no Kurt Busch for the second straight weekend, got to pick up the slack, obviously. And Bubba has done that for sure. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, it does no good. You got to go out there and try to win. Win for sure. So we'll see what happens there at that right now. And I believe what's going on as I'm recording right now. Hang on a second here. Yeah, we're going to have some activity here as we close out this playoff watch of the podcast here. Cars have just hit the racetrack, folks, as I'm recording this podcast, for practice for the Ryzen 200 at the Brickyard. 82 laps going down tomorrow, and we will have the starting grid on that podcast tomorrow as well here. Yeah, so got that obviously here, and then kind of flipping back here to the M&M's Fan Appreciation 400 here. Yeah, so McDowell did finish in the top 10, but it came at a steep price there. Erik Jones, big news on him. That 43, Erik Jones, they were working on something, an extension. Well, they got it done for that race team there. Erik Jones, the latest to get a contract extension with Petty GMS. He will be back. Ty Dillon will not be back with Petty GMS there. How about this breaking news, EG3 podcast. This thing just came out an hour ago, actually. I just pulled up here at the same time on NASCAR.com. Yep, Erik Jones will return to the 43 next season. This was ahead of the cars hitting the racetrack as well. And I believe it doesn't say anything. It's going to be a multi-year deal. Yep, okay. So, multi-year deal for Erik Jones in the 43 of Petty GMS Racing. So, you got breaking news here in the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Erik Jones will be back with us race team next season. Multi-year deal. And good for that race team. Erik Jones has shown a lot of speed this year for that team. And showed a lot of speed at Pocono last weekend as well, finishing up in that top 10 spot. He led a few laps as well. So good for that team there. And we'll see what happens, man. I mean, again, can't rule out Daytona for that race team. I'll throw Richmond, Michigan, a fast racetrack as well. So, man, I mean, that's something we got going on right there. And as well, Brad Keselowski, one of those guys that trying to win in a situation. He finished 14th last weekend there as well. After his little hissy fit there with Austin Dillon at New Hampshire there. As well, Stenhouse finished 18th. Cole Custer, 17th down here. Justin Haley, 21st position there as well. And Chris Buescher down here, all the way down to 29th as well. That's some of the guys right now we got to keep an eye on to try to get that elusive win to sneak in to the 2022 NASCAR Cup Series playoffs in 5 weeks. They got to tackle this IRP. IRC, this Indianapolis Road Course. I wish it was IRP for sure. They need to put the Cup Series there as well. But for right now, they need to put the Xfinity Series. You're going to put the Truck Series back on that track. Put the Xfinity Series back on that IRP as well, man. It took me back. I was excited, very excited. I was not aware, to be honest with you guys, I was not aware of that until 30 minutes before the green flag. Truck Series racing beginning at RP, beginning the playoffs. I was like, oh my goodness, how did I miss that? So it was awesome to see trucks back on that racetrack and the classic beating the banging, all that contact, and Grant Enfinger. Again, more on this on tomorrow's podcast as EG3 podcast, 3Y podcast going back to back this weekend. Grant Enfinger, you're a winner. And moving on in the playoffs in the Truck Series race as well. These playoffs here for the Cup Series, this stretch here continues for the Cup Series. Obviously, I already mentioned McDowell. He's probably going to be a threat tomorrow. And then, of course, just looking at it real quick. Okay, you got IRC tomorrow, right? Michigan next week. Richmond, August 14th. Watkins Glen, which will set the stage for a dramatic finish at Daytona pretty much a month from now. So the five races to go, we're already coming up against it here. Obviously, Daytona's the wild card. Now I will throw in Indy as well here. So I think if we don't, I mean, as much as I want to see it, I'm not going to rule 16 winners out for sure, because I know Blaney will have an opportunity to win Michigan. I'll throw that in there. And Martin Truex Jr. have an opportunity, if that team's right, if that team gets themselves back, that ship right, back on the road courses. You got two more left in the regular season, he'll be a threat. No Richmond, I'm excited for that, because he was one of the faster cars over there at Richmond the first time. So that's out there for him to get. I have to put in Michigan for him as well. He's been so close at that track as well. Michigan is next week for the Cup Series as well. So anything goes, man. And speaking of that, yeah, Kansas. Oh my goodness, that's the same weekend. Oh no. Yeah, so that's the same weekend. And oh my goodness, wow. So yeah, so again, apologize for the ADD, but yeah, so okay, so Kansas Speedway got moved up from its October date. It's still in the playoffs, but it's the second race in the playoffs, right? So that's Sunday, right? Yeah, so that decision's already been made, so I'm most likely going to miss that because the fact that I got a 10K that morning as well. It's already too late. I'm not going to take it back. It's already signed up for a 10K, and of course, back here in Manhattan, Jordan Nelson softball class is going on, and I've already made prior commitments to that, so that's unfortunate. And that's going to be, I believe that should be starting before the Cup race, I believe, an hour or so. I'm probably going to miss the first half of that. So I have prior commitments already to that. So that's unfortunate for me, though, but I'm not going to worry about it too much. That's funny, because I thought about that. That weekend in general, that September 9th through the 11th for me in general, that's going to be a hectic week. That's turned out to be a super exciting weekend. Unfortunately, most likely will not be attending that race, but still, I will still be doing something special for that, as well. Hopefully have a guest for both shows, the pre and post Kansas. That's the second race of the postseason there. But yeah, I just had a moment there, so not going to be able to go. because of, yeah, they moved the Jordy Nelson thing. So if it was a week later, maybe, but yeah, so I'm going to be in KC a lot between this next month. With me next weekend with a unique opportunity to run a race in the KC tunnels. That is going to be a unique experience there. And then, of course, a month later, turn around, got the race in KC, which I'm excited about, that 10K. Excuse me, in downtown Plaza, Kansas City. And then, yeah, that's going to be a big weekend. So I'm going to be missing out on the race because of prior commitments. But, hey, I'm preparing for a big marathon in the summer. So I can't be in two places at once, but for sure. But yeah, so just thinking ahead of that. But yeah, can't think ahead too much for these other guys here as they transfer in the Pocono. Get ready as cars just hit the track. Here as I'm finishing up this recording of the podcast, the Bubble Watch, the playoff watch continues here at Indianapolis Motor Speedway, which I'm going to still call it still because I do miss the Brickyard 400 and all traditions and whatnot. But it is the world course, unfortunately, for another year as well as cars literally just hit the racetrack there as well. So, and yes, the leading bubble guy was Michael McDowell. And, of course, you got to take the points away with that as well. So we'll see what happens. Again, a lot more on tomorrow's podcast. We'll have the starting grid as well, and then we'll have recap the trucks and the Xfinity Series race, and then take it back some more of the trucks. Regular season finale was at Pocono last weekend as well. We'll take that back. Chandler Smith won that as well. We'll have the lowdown with that as well in the Xfinity Series classic battle between a 9 and 40. Oh, now I'm losing crowd here. Ooh. What's Ty's number? Oh, man. I can't believe I'm blanking on the number. Now I gotta double check it. Yeah, the 54. Okay, I am so sorry. Wow. So, yeah, the 54 and the 9 battle out in that classic duel. So, we'll have to talk about that tomorrow. But, yeah. So, 5 more races to go for the Cup Series race. And we'll do this right through Daytona. So that is the plan, at least for the regular season, moving forward, as well as the recaps of the race weekends for that particular weekend, which the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, once again, find it wherever you get your podcasts, folks. That is another edition of NASCAR Podcast ET3 in the books. Folks, racing is well on the way, folks. Grant Abinger winning last night. The playoff opener for the Truck Series. A lot more on that tomorrow. Thank you guys so much for downloading and subscribing to this podcast. Again, if you're a big NASCAR fan, make sure you tell a friend who is also in the racing about the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3. Again, we'll be back tomorrow leading you up to the green flag of the Cup Series race. The Verizon 200 at the Brickyard goes down tomorrow for the NASCAR Cup Series.
Wherever you get your sports podcasts, Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going 3 wide.